This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we progress further into Philippians with, to live is Christ, grant it to suffer, complete my joy, even death on a cross, and lights in the world. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father, have mercy and hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into from Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain, does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Some of you might not be aware that during the 1980s and 1990s, there were worship wars throughout all of North American Christendom. In our church, it was an attempt to move away from traditional liturgical worship to an alternative style of worship that was more characteristic of evangelical Christians. Many of us were taken by surprise by the rigorous effort by some to change our worship. At first, we didn't quite know how to respond. But we soon realized that at the heart of the worship wars was an attempt not just to change our liturgies, but to change our theology. Those wishing to depart from Lutheran liturgical worship did so because they wanted to move away from a theology that was centered in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In Galatians 3, St. Paul alludes to a kind of worship war going on between him and his opponents. Certain Jewish Christians from Jerusalem followed Paul's ministry in Galatia and were promoting a different kind of theology by offering a different kind of worship. In the verses before us today, Paul refers to the Spirit for the first time in Galatians, specifically asking the Galatians how they received the Spirit and how it was supplied to them. But before putting those questions to them, he chastises them. O foolish Galatians, a very harsh address. And then he wonders who bewitched them. Or to put it more plainly, who put the evil eye on them? Paul is completely undone by their abandonment of him and what he taught them. For after all, it was before their eyes that Paul publicly portrayed Jesus as crucified. The atoning death of Jesus by crucifixion. That is what Paul preached to them. He laid out for them from the Gospels the entire passion of our Lord in all its bloody details and all its eternal consequences. And he related to them how Jesus gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age. And then he went on to preach how Paul himself had been co-crucified with Jesus in baptism, so that it was no longer Paul who lived, but Christ who lived in him. And the life he now lived in the flesh was the life of the faith of the Son of God who loved him and gave himself up for him. That's why Paul asked them, "Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith?" Here is that classic dichotomy, works of the law and faith. You and I know how the Spirit comes to us, through preaching and the sacraments, through the liturgy. And the Spirit of Christ justifies us, delivers us righteous, declaring us righteous as a gift, as something outside of us. Paul affirms this at the end of his letter to the Galatians when he says, "Far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Paul's boast is not something he did, but something outside of himself, what Christ did for him on the cross. Hearing with faith is a colorless translation. A better one might be the proclamation that has the power to elicit faith. Hearing with faith comes from what is heard, from preaching. And what did Paul preach? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Paul preached the whole bloody, humiliating, shameful death of Jesus on a cross that was reserved for criminals. Paul's opponents were ashamed of the cross of Christ and were reluctant to preach it. So their liturgies were not centered in Christ crucified, but encouraging the Galatians to do works of the law to be justified before God, starting with circumcision and other Jewish markers of holiness and piety, but going beyond that to include any act that makes us righteous before God. From my experience during the worship wars, the move to a more evangelical style of worship was a move away from Christ crucified and towards an accent on our own worthiness through our pious feelings and works. Faith in Christ saves, which is why Paul appeals to Abraham. God promised Abraham that all nations would be blessed in him, giving him a son in his old age to show that this promise would be fulfilled. Abraham believed that promise, even when God asked him to sacrifice his own son, his beloved son. This is how Scripture preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham. That is, even the Gentiles, all nations, would be blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. And this is maybe what Jesus meant when he told the Samaritan woman, "God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, Jesus Christ. And this Jesus was publicly portrayed by Paul as crucified. And this Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So the proclamation that has the power to elicit faith is the proclamation of the truth of the gospel, to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
to you, O Lord.
In the morning, my prayer comes before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness.
O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth, and the farthest seas.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry.
Let us pray. In our prayers, we remember Dr. and Mrs. Wiley as they mourn the death of her mother, Marianne Brackman. And we pray for Dr. Mays and the Mays family as they mourn the death of his uncle, Reverend James Mays. We also remember Dawn, wife of Reverend David Witt of the seminary's advancement office, as death draws near for her. O Lord, let your merciful ears be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and grant that what they ask may be in accord with your gracious will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord God, maker of heaven and earth and giver of life, we thank you for all the mercies you granted to Marianne and James during their earthly life, especially for calling them to faith in Jesus Christ. Comfort those who mourn with the hope of the glorious resurrection and a joyful reunion in heaven. Keep us mindful that we are mortal, so that we will ever be prepared to die in the faith and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord,
Amen.
Almighty and eternal God, faithful Heavenly Father, comfort and strengthen Dawn in your great mercy. Help her in all discomfort and distress. In your good time, take her to yourself in your kingdom, for you have redeemed her through the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father,
Lord.
Bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.